It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
But on.
So during the 9 o'clock hour, things were busy in here. The seltzer was fantastic. The food was fantastic. We go to commercial. You guys step outside. Laura gets a phone call. And answers it. And the person thought they were calling a business. And she sat and talked to them well over a minute. Going, oh, yeah, oh, this happens a lot. Yes, no, 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 you know. So,
well, the gentleman asked me, he goes, well, do you know the real number that I'm trying to get in touch with? And I happen to know it because I get calls at least once a week, if not more. So I had to give him the real number of the business. That
do I, you called the wrong number and you're asking me if I know the real number.
I do.
Like, no, and you, but you're such an aberration in that regard. The chances of it being a number that gets called all the time, right, to you is slim, right? I mean, when I call, like, you could be one number off, whatever, but just asking somebody, like, could you find out the number? Do you have it? How about Google the damn thing? You know what I mean? Why is it upon you to give this guy the right number? He's the one who screwed up. When I call my doctor's office and I'm one number off, you know what they don't say? Hey, let me look that up for you. I don't get it.
Well, she knows the number. She's pretty quick at it.
No, but my point is, it's not her. It's the guy asking the question.
I was very surprised that he asked her, and she was giving him the right number.
He's lucky that you knew, but the chances of you knowing is slim.
Well, it was hard because I picked up, and he was breaking up, so I couldn't.
Oh, then I'm definitely out.
And I'm like, sir, you're breaking up. And he's like, oh, he's
trapped,
like,
at and the, then I heard, oh, a cliff.
I'm and at, then I heard Home Depot, and I go, oh, yeah, I get calls about Home Depot all the time. It's not the correct phone number, but I'm really close. He goes, oh, really? And I'm like, and he's trying to say I'm sorry. He's like, do you happen to, I was like, of course I have the real number.
Was he trapped at a well?
He was a little off, but I don't know.
Like, no, trapped in a well is what you do.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay. I just don't get it.
It's so, but in, you
everybody
know.
Everybody asks you to do all of the stuff.
Because sometimes it's us.
I know.
Well, there's some, like, sometimes people will leave now, my voicemail is just like, hey, Laura, hey, it's Laura, I'm not in, leave a message. And sometimes I feel bad for the people that still, even though I'm just Laura, they still think I'm Home Depot and will be like, I ordered wood and hasn't arrived yet and I can't find my confirmation. Is there any way you can help me? I feel the need at that point to call them back, because if I was sitting at home waiting for my two loads
nobody
of wood.
Nobody ever got back to
and
you.
Then yeah. They would get a bad impression of, you know,
I'd call him back
business.
And say, yep, everything's ready. Pick up that.
Pick
around the back.
About 15 years ago, I booked a woman's hair appointment. They called. She no longer could drive. Her brother was going to drive her. And she was calling one of the places to double. And I said, we have you down for a 12:15. Absolutely no problem.
And you did not call back.
I did not call back. No, I took it. I was right there on the crapper. And I was like, yes, we have you down. 12:15. Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm not going to give you the right phone number.
I was chewing and tried to swallow a piece of lobster, and he said, I was on the crap. I almost lost it. I remember when that happened, and he did it 100%, yep. Honestly.
Came
he
in
did
and
it.
Talked about it. I'm like, it is what it is.
But don't you feel on the other, what if they were already having a bad day, in a rush, this, that? Who needs that crap?
Me or them?
Who needs somebody calling me about something I don't know anything about? It's got nothing to do with me. And
it's just being a better person. I don't know.
We all make dumb mistakes and call the wrong numbers.
Yeah.
You know?
But why
Kelly
do
called
I,
me this morning during the show.
I don't know.
I'm not giving them the wrong info. I'm not being rude. I'm just saying wrong number. And
he booked an appointment. So, yes, that's
that was
being rude.
Once a long
and
time.
I will
ago.
Say, I've been one of our coworkers. I've wanted him to put this in as a who's the douchebag situation because I think he was a douchebag. He adopted a dog. And he had to go, location, a big van shows up with all these dogs.
Yes.
He gets, him and his family are there, they get the dog off the bus, and then the dog next to that dog comes out, and the woman, she grabs the dog, and she's like, oh my gosh, we got the brother and sister, like, she's so excited, and like, letting the dogs kiss or whatever. He's like, I just want to try to love my new dog. I don't know, she has her own dog. I'm like, well, they were brother and sister. So the woman asked him, hey, can I have your information? If we live close enough, can we get the dogs together at some point? He gave her all the wrong information. He goes, I don't want to get with this. I'm just like, your dogs are... I go, you're a douchebag. You could have politely said, no, I'm all set. Instead, you wrote down information that wasn't yours and gave it to this woman. That's what I think is like...
No.
I don't know. I it's no a douchebag move. I think it's wrong. And I told him, I was like, you write that in, you're going to be the douchebag. Because
no, well, what if he just didn't want to deal with other people? What if he's one of those people that has anxiety about dealing with other people, and then he doesn't want to do it, and he felt pressure? He looks like a jerk if he says no. So the only way out of it is to give her some false information.
I don't like that. I think it's wrong. Be honest.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't feel comfortable. I have anxiety around other people. Or I just want to get to know my dog before... These dogs came, an old man had passed away. The dogs lived together at this house.
Oh, so it wasn't just they were puppies together for a couple of weeks?
No.
Yeah, look, I mean, when we got Molly, I took her out of the kennel with what was supposedly her sister.
Yeah.
There. And I'm like, I've never had two dogs. I don't know if we're at that point. We could do that. I'm sorry. And Valerie's like, but she's so... And I'm like, yeah, I just, I don't know, hon. I don't feel it. I said, if you want to, you know, do it. But I put it on her because, you know, I try not to deny her too much. But I didn't do it. And given the opportunity, I think I would not do it again. Because I'm just not like a two... One dog is enough for us.
I'm learning a lot from you two and Sadie right now. Where I feel that your life changed a little bit, G.
Yeah.
And now it's changing back.
Yeah.
Diego is the best dog ever. I come home. I take him out. He goes outside. He comes back in the house. He's older. Lays in his bed and falls asleep.
He's the best dog ever to you because you didn't raise him. You haven't. And you don't have an emotional tie, to Diego.
I do not want to get up at 1 o'clock and take a dog out.
I know, but...
Those days... I do not want that.
Valerie,
and I very seldom is there anything that I've really said to Amy. No, I don't want. We're not gonna. If we get another dog, we're not getting two. Absolutely not. We're not getting a puppy. No. I don't want that.
We had, as you know, a bit of a tough year in my family, and Valerie in particular, and. The dog was a way, it was a healing thing. You know what I mean? I mean, the companionship, the love that you can give to the dog, the love that you get from a dog, even if it's just like last night, just laying on between the two of us, you know, it was great. And so it serves that purpose. When your kids are gone, you're used to loving something, believe it or not. And when they're not there, you might want something to love.
Yeah.
That isn't, you know, you know what I mean?
Like, Sadie got two puppies.
Yeah.
Okay. She came over to the house. She told Amy and I, and we're like, you are a teenage girl. You work two jobs. You're, oh, yeah, I know. And Nora's going to help out.
She's not 21 yet?
No.
I had her like around there.
So Nora's 21.
Okay.
And Sadie's going to be 20 this
year.
Okay.
Couple
years. And I go, Sadie. And she's like, Dad. And I'm like, okay. I said my 2 cents. The dogs aren't here. So, yeah. Okay.
She's an adult, though.
She got the dogs. Following week, she comes over. She even said to me, I look like hell. The dogs wouldn't sleep last night. Now, the two dogs that she got have never been inside.
Yeah.
They came from the Carolinas. They slept in hay.
Yeah.
So they've never been inside.
Yeah.
Which also meant they hadn't been potty trained. So they're getting up, oh, this and that.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, they're kenneled in the day. They love being kenneled. One of them had diarrhea. They both sat in it.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Well, after a while, they get up. They shake. Well, they did that for about 2.5 hours. As soon as they walked in the house, they're like, oh my God, what is that? Realized, and the whole room is covered in dog shit.
I thought they were in the kennel.
They were.
They were, but they came in the
house and they shook, and the stuff that was on their body flew on the wall.
Yes.
They were indoor kennels, right? It's all holes in the kennel. It's a crate.
And she tells us that, and when she left, I said, this is why. I do not want to come home from work, and I would not want to experience that.
Well, I mean, look, we're in the middle of it. We got the puppy, and she's had a few accidents, but nothing major, and she's been really good about it, and I'm completely in love with the dog. You know, but yeah, you talk about, you just go through things in life, you change, and what you think you're going to do might not be what you do.
Yeah, but do you like now? Okay, so what, you know, Val's home for the summer, but back, you know, starting in September, November, you got to get home.
But she'll be fine by then. No, I won't have to worry about everything by then.
But what I'm saying is, it's like,
Yeah, look, I get it, because you constantly have to, can we go away on a weekend?
Yes.
And I'm like, look, so the thing with us now, I'm going to just throw it on the table and be honest with you guys, is my argument is when we go away, that was like, we're getting somebody to stay at the house. Okay, fine, if that's what you want to do, but we can always put them in a kennel for the weekend, and it's not bad for the dog, like you seem to think it is, because it can help them socialize and stuff like that, but she just is against it. She wants the dog to feel comfortable and be at home.
I'm going to Portsmouth tonight, and I'm taking the dog. Like, I don't...
What are you doing with the dog while you're in the show?
Leaving him in the car.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Crack the window.
No, I'm... Dog's staying at the hotel. I'm bringing the kids to the hotel. You watch a dog while Dad and I go to the show. And then tomorrow, Portsmouth is very friendly for pets.
It's a dog-friendly community.
Restaurants outside that we can go and sit and have lunch this afternoon in the sweltering heat and eat a burger and have the dog with us.
I want to sit in the sweltering heat.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, and eat.
Yeah, I love it.
But I have the dog. I don't want to leave him in the hotel. I don't want to leave him at home.
Great thing about Portland
is
you'd be
more comfortable probably in the hotel tomorrow.
Go into a restaurant in Portland. You can bring the dog into the restaurant.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, we did that in November.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's different. All the things you think. I mean, come on. Look at the way you parented. I mean, how different is the way you parented from how you envisioned yourself parenting before you were a parent? It changes.
You are right.
Everything changes.
I'm a guy who, and I'm not living this adventurous life where I can't take care of a dog because I'm climbing a mountain. No.
You're just too selfish.
I don't want a life anymore where my life revolves around a pet. Had that. Been there, done that, don't want that.
Okay.
It's not that much.
But I did
have somebody stay at our house when we went away on a cruise, and I'll do that again, but... Most of the places we go to, when we go to Lake George, if I rent a house, I'll make sure it's a dog-friendly house. The dog can do whatever we do. Most places are dog-friendly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, so there you go. There's that. Let me see. We didn't do any. We didn't have a chance to do any talkbacks today.
Oh no.
Let me see here. What was this one? I don't know. Do we get this? What's this one right here? I'm not even exactly sure which one these are. Hold on. Let's go. Here we go.
Laura, I love you. But you calling the lobster tail a butt is gross.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
I've never been disgusted over lobster, but you did it for me. It's not a butt, honey. It's a tail. It's a tail.
Who in New England's ever done that? Nobody.
Yeah,
when you said it last week, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Well, what do you think you're eating?
Tail.
It's a tail.
And if somebody in this room can eat tail, it is Kelly Brown.
If it looked like a regular butt, it'd be one thing, but it does not look like a regular butt.
You don't think it looks like a butt. It curls up, then you have to peel off the flap so you can get the shoot out. You got to get the pooper shoot out.
Absolutely not.
You don't dig the shoot out? You eat that?
I didn't say that. I just say it doesn't look like a butt.
It's not a shoot. It's a pipe.
Okay, so you
flap. It's a vein, to be honest with you.
You flap that open, you take out the poop shoot, and then that looks like a little white butt with pink on the sides.
That's how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah, it's the butt.
Am I the only one aroused?
I'm not hung up. Talking about the parade on Wednesday.
Forget the parades. I'm worried about who's a douchebag.
Won't be one tomorrow.
Yeah, somebody email me. Are you still going to do a douchebag?
Yeah, we're going to do it from home, numbnuts. But seriously, some of the people that email you, how do they manage keeping their ass clean? Hey, what are you guys going to do about this? I guess we're not doing it, dumb shit. I guess we're going to do it next week. Holy shit, people. Where can I find Gary Hoey's website? I don't know. GaryHoey.com. I figured it out. Holy, what are you guys, somebody sent her an email. What are you going to do about the douchebag tomorrow? Obviously, we're not doing it. What do we do about the douchebag when we're on vacation? We don't do it.
No, we actually do air some.
We don't do it on the normal day.
Yeah. All I heard was you dumb shit, and I had to listen to figure out what you're talking about.
And I bet you responded to them.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones.
You're not talking to me, that's all.
That's, you know what, that's one of the ones I look at and I read it and I go, you don't even deserve a response. Mm-hmm. Delete.
Delete.
Right in the stupid shit pile.
Yeah, my thing was, mine was, the guy who called the wrong number to Laura then she gave him the right number. And I'm like, look, I get that he's going to be one number off. Asking the person if they know the correct number, no, I'm out.
But you, because I think I told him I get calls all the time, he probably just figured, oh, she must know it.
I don't give you that chance. I'm like, wrong number, and I just hang up. Yeah. I don't get why I just do that.
It's the pro desk at Home Depot. I'm one number off.
I remember
that. And she is so nice. She for a person that does not believe in heaven or an afterlife, she's paved her way there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll get, you know, what day of the week is that? I don't know. You got a calendar? I don't know what day of the week it is.
I know.
I'm telling you what date it is. Look it up.
This is just a function of there's a lot of stuff going on, and we can't. We'll tell you the date, and you figure out what day.
I don't know what day it is.
Have your calendars ready.
To it. But anyway, let me see here. One of the other talk. We're just going through some talkbacks. We haven't got some talkbacks today, so here we go.
Yeah, Greg, you should just leave now. You're being a dick to Laura all day. You can tell people's true colors when they're tired. They treat the people they don't like crap. Macedon, 2024.
Yeah, I don't like Laura. Mm. I really don't like her. You got me. Boy, you found me out. All show, I was mean to her. Every break I had, I dumped on her as much as I could. Was I mean to you today? Except for the time when I said, okay, because you were going on a list. Was I mean to you?
Not overly. Wait, there was one time that I think I pissed you off. So I'm trying to think of what
was
I actually
said. Was that on air or off air?
No, it was on air.
It was on air.
It was on air, and I got the look, and I almost said, play Crunchy Cranky Pants, because you looked at me and you gave me the bad look. What was it?
Did I say anything? Was I outwardly mean to this guy?
People knew.
Do you think I like you?
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Okay, well, that's good.
No. I'm like, I'm serious. I'm not fucking around. I'm being serious. I'm not, you know, I don't hate on Laura, and I don't think I'm mean to her all the time. I do have responsibilities moving the show along, and that's probably what you hear, you know. But you're in love with Laura, and you don't want anybody to talk bad to your girl. I understand.
No, I don't think that guy's in love with me. Oh, yeah, he's the one that does a lot of the making. Didn't he tell me to shut my badge, too?
No. That's totally different guy.
Well, I know that's a different guy.
He thinks I'm mean to you all the time, which I certainly don't think I am. I do think there are times when I can be short. Yep, 100%. I will own that. I'm not going to disagree with you there. But, yeah, I didn't
catch the vibe all day today.
Yeah.
By any stretch.
I'm seriously
missed it.
I'm exhausted. Like
I'm so tired.
Forget about it. I can't catch up from the weekend. That's not an excuse. I'm just telling you. You know what I mean? The weekend, it was a whirlwind, man. And you know, just like you go for a trip and then you come home at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's gonna take me a couple days.
So you need the vacation after the vacation.
Almost. Yeah. But anyway, I disagree with you. Although if I was short with Laura, then you know, I'm sorry. But
to you, guess what? I don't care.
Yeah, there's only so much time in the show. Jesus, she'll go on a list for like 10 minutes. If you want to have a list.
She could not give a single shit less.
Yeah, I know. I know. She doesn't care.
That's
fine.
Continue on my job.
Is it because you're used to it? Or just
no, I don't care.
I don't think she would have cared from anybody.
I don't care who gives me shit. Guess what? I'm here. I'm doing my job.
She moves on. Yeah, and she's very good at her job. I will also say there are times when she's brutally honest and does damage herself. But, you know, that's what we all do. That's what we all do. But, you know, Greg, you should just leave. Don't. Because I'm not I just want to be home in my underpants.
Hey, we got tomorrow off.
I know. Isn't that funny, though, when you sit there and think, I just want to be home on my couch in my underwear, which is something I don't even really do.
And who, any of you guys, would you want, I would never even want to step near that parade, especially if it's going
to
be midnight.
I've never been to a parade. I have no intention of going.
I've been to a few of the Patriots parades. Excuse me, they actually took us down one time for a Sox parade not long ago. Like, the company took us down. That one was kind of cool.
I didn't go on that either.
But to Kelly's point, no. It's not my thing. Too many people.
Too crazy.
Certainly too hot.
Too crazy.
I'm out. Nope.
But even
pee? Where do I pee?
Yeah, even if it wasn't blistering hot,
I still would.
I'm glad. It's not that I don't like it. It's not my scene.
I'm not sure, and I'm not sure I would have gone to the game last night. I like watching this stuff on TV. I like hearing it that way. I love going to a game. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I'm like, I'd rather watch it here, not deal with all of the craziness that's going to happen afterwards, good, bad, or ugly.
Yep.
I'm on my couch and I'm asleep, you know, when I want to be.
I was offered game two tickets.
Me too.
And yeah, I was like, I can't. My parents, I've invited my parents over, you know, and so I stayed home and did that. But yeah, it's great to be at the ball game, man. It's great to be there. And it would have been great to be there last night. But I couldn't have functioned today. I barely could function now, and I was home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, what?
I don't know. I'm getting touched.
I hold his hand. He puts his hand out. I'm sorry. Sometimes that comes a little bit into what I would consider my space.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't mind it.
He's a creeper like that.
But every time he does it, I put my hand on his hand as slowly and gently as possible in hopes that it freaks him out.
Yeah.
If I was trying to be a creep, it'd be under the table.
That's fair.
Not going to get anything above the table.
I don't know what's going on down there.
Oh, she's got boobies.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a booby kind of.
All right. Well, we covered, what did we cover? We covered pets and Scotty's inability to love. We covered that.
We also covered, you know, what are we going to do with not being here on Wednesday? And we usually do Who's the Douchebag. I think we covered that pretty good.
Dummies.
Yeah, it's an interesting world. Interesting world. And then we covered how much I hate Laura, apparently.
Right.
Which is which is a thing, which is not true at all. Okay. So Laura,
she doesn't care either way.
She doesn't care.
She could
so
not care.
So even me
less.
Apologizing is, she doesn't care.
Nope.
No, it's okay.
Nope, don't care. Yeah.
No. Save it.
See, if I was mean, she knows I don't mean it.
Sometimes I feel bad that I really don't care. Sometimes I feel
no,
bad
it's probably
sometimes,
a self-preservation
like, maybe
thing.
I should like really, I'm, you know, I am sensitive once in a while, but for the most part.
Here's
just
the funny thing. When you get sensitive, and I can see it in your eyes, Scotty can't. Like, I'll sit there, I'll look at you, and I'll
you
see
tell.
The water in your eyes.
Oh, but sometimes that means I'm happy.
No,
it does.
Yes, because when she laughs too much, she's a crier also.
There's times that I look at her going,
dude,
is she laughing and
or crying,
but there are crying
yeah,
or getting ready to
problem.
Load a pistol?
There are times when she's on the verge of getting emotional
yes.
in a bad
yes.
way, and you just keep driving that. The train, and I'm just going, how do you not see that she's on the verge? I don't get it. But that's what we all go through with each other. I mean,
I'm trying to get rid of that flaw. Don't worry.
That's your humanness,
don't
Laura.
Don't worry. I'm trying to get
when
rid of that flaw.
When you go away on vacation, do you think they can reprogram you so that no longer pops up?
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure that out.
It's their iOS update.
I don't like that.
I'm sure there's a clinic somewhere. All right. Well, anyway, that's enough for today. I think we need a break. We will be back on Thursday. For those of you that are wondering, we won't be having a Who's the Douchebag coming up tomorrow, in case you're wondering. Okay, there are plenty of them to hear at the Morning Buzz website. Okay, you could go hear many of them.
You may still hear one tomorrow.
Yeah, you
it
might
It just
even.
Won't be a freshie.
Yeah, you're right. So there you go. Maybe it'll be one you've never heard before. So, all right, thank you, everybody. Enjoy your day off. We'll see you Thursday.